It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Longtime KUMD pal and currently with Duluth for Clean Water, John Doberstein joins us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
It is good to talk with you again. Duluth for Clean Water has an event coming up next month. And you've also got a sign-on letter this morning that is available for folks. And you want people to take an action regarding the PolyMet proposal. You emphasize that it is non-controversial. I know we've talked about this before, but why does Duluth for Clean Water want to continue to emphasize that what they are proposing is not controversial?
Great question. So Duluth for Clean Water feels that the call for an evidentiary hearing, also called a contested case hearing, should be accepted on both sides of this debate. Obviously, the PolyMet debate and the non-ferrous mining in Minnesota debate is very controversial, but the call for an evidentiary hearing is saying, hey, look, let's get this, get the facts in front of a neutral judge, and have those facts cross-examined. So either folks for this or against these mining proposals can make sure that the best facts and the best science is being looked at, so our regulatory agencies can make the best possible decisions.
That also gives people on both sides of the debate the opportunity to perhaps start from an agreed upon or a trusted set of facts. Is that true?
Absolutely. We have a lot of these public hearings and listening sessions, and you hear passionate testimonies from both sides. One side saying, this is our way of life. How can you be against, a job that's going to support our family? And the other side saying, hey, we support jobs and we support mining. We're just concerned about this new dangerous type of mining to Minnesota that has a toxic and horrific track record. And Duluth for Clean Water sits in a really interesting spot geographically in this debate. A lot of times you hear, hey, this is Iron Range backyard. You can't tell, Twin Cities folks can't tell us how to live in our backyard. And Twin Cities folks are saying, hey, but this is all of Minnesota's backyard. The Boundary Waters and Lake Superior and our fresh water and clean air, that's for everybody. Duluth is saying, hey, we're here too. We have a voice and a stake in this debate. We sit on Lake Superior, the source of 10% of the world's fresh water. We have the St. Louis River, which is a big part of our economy, and it's been restored after decades of industry pollution. And being a dead river in parts. And we feel that we're downstream and we should absolutely be making sure all the facts are on the table instead of just these passionate opinions from both sides.
So the event coming up on August 6th is called PolyMet Update. Folks on both sides of the aisle can learn from issue experts about where we are in the process, and there will be some calls to action as well. Can folks on either side of that issue feel as though they're going to be welcome at that event, that they will have their voices heard, that they will hear speakers representing their points of view at that event?
Absolutely. I am a firm believer in sitting down at the table with folks that disagree with us as well as folks that agree with us. We want to cultivate an atmosphere that people on either side of the aisle can feel comfortable expressing their concerns or opinions. And we're going to be hearing from issue experts on the facts, on where things are at right now with PolyMet. We see a lot from congressmen and women. We see a lot in the news and opinion pieces in the paper. We want to know, where are we? What status is PolyMet in right now? And folks on both sides of the aisle should probably feel very good leaving there, knowing that they're better informed on where things are at this very moment.
John, you've been I'm going to ask you a question a little bit off the tracks, the way I do occasionally. You've been a community organizer for a long time. You're encouraging people who really, really disagree to come together, to sit, to listen. this is the kind of thing right now in our governmental process, this idea of listening to both sides and sitting quietly and really trying to take in what the other side is saying. This is the kind of thing right now in our political process that is not available in many ways. What do you have to do to get there? What do you have to let go of philosophically or emotionally to get to a place where you're willing to sit and listen to someone else?
Well, we're all human. We come from a good place in our hearts, I believe most of us, and we're adults and we can handle disagreements. However, on the national stage politically, it's ugly. There's mud being thrown. There's, I think, a very deliberate division that's happening, and some do better when the people are divided. And I think those folks are looking at making money enjoying seeing people divided. Where I look at it is local action. What's good for our communities? What's good for our children? What's good for our schools? What's good for our health? And what is good for our economy? And how can we create an economy in northeastern Minnesota that's going to attract people for not just the 20 years of a mining operation and then the bust, but what's going to attract people for life and continue to have home values stay strong. We'd like to, have everyone find a way of life up here in the northeastern part of the state be able to live a good life. And if we get beyond the national mudslinging, we can really see a local opportunity. And I think Minnesota is great in that there are so many active and passionate citizens. We vote, we turn out, we care, we speak our opinions, and we can really make a difference locally. So I start there knowing that I can actually make a difference. It's not just my side versus your side. And then I look at this important issue and of non-ferrous mining in Minnesota and whether or not it's right. And if it's the best move for Minnesota, I get that there'll be a short-term boom and that the Iron Range is in desperate need of jobs. And I'm willing to work with anyone on the Iron Range or anywhere in Minnesota, congressmen and women, to better the economy on the Iron Range because that helps us in Duluth. And I'm willing to stand up for American-made products, American steel, iron mining, labor unions, and fighting climate change together and building an economy in northeastern Minnesota that works for everybody.
Well, John, thank you for joining us, and I'm hoping that we have the opportunity to talk with you a couple more times, obviously, as this issue continues along the process. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
It's 8:29, and this is Northland Morning. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.